Okay, top of the morning to you, CKUW 95.9 FM. That back there was the Chameleons, live in concert from Schorberg, Germany. Sorry I got the name of your city wrong. You're from there or something. Sorry. Anyway. The Chameleons playing live from Germany. That was back there. Okay. Clear my throat. You know that. You've heard someone clear your throat before. Clear their throat before. Stop being so uptight. And just get to what you were about to say. And that is comic book, radio, theater. All right. If by chance you're just waking up and you do not know what this show is, it's a show where I read you a comic book, and we're at the end. We're at the end of our evening. We start at 1 a.m. and try to get through a couple of comic books. I have more energy than I thought I would, which is cool. That is good. So I will read you one more comic book. Okay, and I will get to it. Over here I have Josie and the Pussycats, number 83, from August of 1975. Throughout the whole night, we've been reading comic books that are based off toys. Well, I guess it's possible that there's a Josie and the Pussycat dolls that are out there. Figurines, if you will. But mostly, Josie and the Pussycats are known for a TV cartoon, a children's TV cartoon. If you don't know anything about Josie and the Pussycats, the whole premise is that they are a rock band, or a pop band, really. They're more pop than rock. there's Josie and... I'll get through it. I'm forgetting the names of the other members of the band. Personally, I like the drummer the best. I like her the best. I don't know. And in my own personal life, I get along with drummers and bass players better. I do. It's very odd for me to get along with a lead singer. Yep, it is. That's neither here nor there, and not important right now at all. What's important is comic book radio theater and you, my dear listeners of CKUW 95.9 FM. That's what's important. We all agree. There we go. When I am done reading you Josie and the Pussycats number 83, printed in August of 1975, we will listen to music that was brand new and brand new that summer of 1975. All right, maybe I am a little tired. I don't know. Anyway, brand new music, August of 1975. Pick it up at the music stores on vinyl, tape cassette, or 8-track tape. Remember that? You could catch new stuff out there from Hall & Oates, Rod Stewart, Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen was, I think he was a brand new artist at the time. And lastly, Ike and Tina Turner. It's a real blast from the past. Okay. All right. Comic Book Radio, Radio Theater. It will continue. Let me have some time to have a drink of water and clear my throat. I'll find some music for that. And I will read more comic books to you. I will readeth unto you Josie and the Pussycats, number 83. All right. Put out there. August of 1975. Okay. Let me find some music. And we'll keep listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
Never count on me, I'm trippy, a little bit sleepy, I like to dream. Don't depend on me, I'm tricky, wicked, I'm pretty, it's hard to leave. Even though I appreciate all the love I could deviate from what I felt like yesterday, 'cause things won't be the same in the morning. When the sun is up, I'll just watch you to another one. In the morning, when the sun is up, I'll sing my blues to the dark of dawn. Triggers, guns and killers through my teeth. Don't you wait too long for a glimmer of hope. I'm bitter, I'm just a tease. Even though I'm mostly sane, send my blood to overcomplicate all the feelings you stimulate. Things won't be the same.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Josie in record holder.
You've got to banish all thoughts from your mind. Absolute concentration on nothing.
We must transcend, surpass the limits of consciousness, soar to a high plane of inner peace. I'm soaring on that airplane into an unconsciousness. There's absolutely nothing in my hands. Be quiet, Melody. Be quiet. She's like that without meditating.
Melody, Valerie, and Josie sit there all quiet. When all of a sudden, Melody speaks up.
Alex Cabot totaled his new sports car.
Chattering, Melody, please. You can't meditate and chatter at the same time. Oh, the doorbell, darn it. Nothing but interruptions.
When Josie goes over to the door and opens it up.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hey, you'll never guess what just happened. Alex Cabot totaled his new sports car. He didn't get hurt.
He totaled his new sports car and he didn't get hurt? He totaled his new sports car? Oh my, gasp!
No, I think it was faulty brakes.
Melody's got precognition. Wow!
She can predict things before they happen. Melody does what? She has extrasensory perception of future events. Neat.
Oh, golly gee. You mean Melody? She's some kind of medium?
No, Alan. Medium is too loose around the hips.
Quiet,
Melody. Relax your brain. Just relax your brain. Sit and think of nothing.
I do that all the time. Huh? Where am I going?
Oh, wow. She knew about the accident even before Alan got here with the news.
This could be useful. This could be very useful. We'll keep it our little secret.
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
Now meditate, Melody. Meditate. Make your mind go blank.
Even blank.
If possible.
Come on. Speak to us from the future. Tell us about something that's going to happen tomorrow. How can I? It's not even here yet.
Something's in your head knows. That's right. Something in that head of yours knows it.
Just relax, Melody. Let it flow.
Meditate, Melody, meditate. Make your mind go blank.
Even blanker? If possible. Come on, Melody. Speak to us from the future. Tell us something that's going to happen tomorrow.
How can I? It's not here yet.
Just relax, Melody. Let it flow.
Say whatever comes to your mind. You've got to speak from your subconsciousness.
Say something without thinking. Oh, that's easy for me to do. Anything that comes to my mind. Tomorrow will be the hottest day of the year. How was that? Now, don't tell anybody of our secret. I won't. At least not until I find out what it is.
The next day.
You're in a fur coat!
They keep me warm on cold days. That's why I'm in a fur coat.
You said it would be the hottest day of the year!
You told me to say whatever came into my mind. You know my mind. But you predicted Alex Cabot's car crash. I didn't predict that. I saw it happen on the way to your place, Josie. But it slipped my mind by the time I got to your place. Honestly, I must be the dumbest girl in the world.
To a reading of Josie and the Pussycats, number 83, August, the year 1975.
In the night, all alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me, and when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile and laugh for me, Sarah? If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. And when you feel cold, I'll warm you. And when you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever. Won't you smile and laugh for me, Sarah? Sarah, smile. Won't you smile and laugh, Sarah?
So hard, the mind been broken down.
Listening to a reading of Josie and the Pussycats, number 83, August 1975. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW. Josie in Purely Primitive.
I still think having men fight over you is uncivilized, animalistic, barbaric.
And romantic. Let's not forget romantic. To the victor. Spoils the belongings, belong the spoilers, to the spoiler, whatever. There's something primitive in us women that makes us enjoy that certain thing.
I suppose so.
But if it happens, if it ever happens, I bet it's a thrill.
Mine! It's mine, darn you! Mine! Don't you forget it!
That sounds like Alan. And he sounds terribly angry.
Over my squid! clothed body, you peasant!
And that voice, that could only be Alex Cabot III.
You want to fight over her, buddy? You just name your weapons and your next of kin. Nobody takes her away from me. Nobody!
Oh my gosh. I think they're fighting over me.
It's me they're fighting over.
How romantically primitive.
Shall we leave it up to the little lady?
No! No! No!
No!
No!
Oops. I'm sorry. I got carried away.
Josie, you go away. This is man's talk.
Oh, how awful. How close to the surface is this brutal savage in all of us? I didn't want to decide between them. I wanted them to fight over me like wild beasts.
Yeah, yeah, grr, yeah, grr, ooh, ooh, grr, ooh, 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 ooh.
Alex Cabot III goes in for an advance onto Alan, but Alan catches him and throws him hard to the ground.
Ha ha! I win! She's mine! You're beat! 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 Beat!
Beat! 2 out of 3! 2 out of 3!
No way!
No!
No way!
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 I beat you! I beat you fair and square! To the victor goes the spoils!
Maybe
I don't like to be fair. No, I don't want to be fair. By hook or by crook, I kind of like it that way better. Stand aside, chump, chump.
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
Stand aside! Jump, 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 jump.
Alex Cabot III picks up a big branch, tree branch, assuming he's going to hit Alan with it.
Talking about that shameful, thrilling thing.
it a fight to the death. To the death, or until Alex Cabot's clothes get dirty, whichever comes first.
But when Melody, Valerie, and Josie get to the spot where the fight between Alan and Alex Cabot should be continuing, they find Alex Cabot knocked out and groaning in pain.
We missed it. It seems to be all over now. Looks kind of spoiled. I thought that's what the victor got. Survival of the fittest. Oh, isn't this exciting?
Josie runs up the sidewalk where she sees Alan. She's running up to him, smiling, very excited.
Alan, 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 you mad, you wonderful brute. You've won your prize.
You darn right I have. Josie leaps in at Alan to hug and kiss him. But Alex, he is startled.
Hey, watch it.
For Christ's sakes, you wanna crush her?
Huh?
What?
We caught her, this frog. We caught her together down by the creek. It was there by the creek. We had to settle who was going to own her.
Ain't she a beauty?
I bet she's gonna be a champion frog jumper one day.
Well, barbarians were never too swift, darling.
Ha 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 ha, Josie.
Listening to a reading of Josie and the Pussycats, number 83, August, the year 1975.
Machines sprung from cages on highway.
All right, final pit stop. It's come to the end of our show. Comic Book Radio Theater, I've been your host, Martin R. Howell. Join me next Saturday late night. I'll read you some more comic books. Would you like that? That's what happens. All right. If you listened all the way through or just listened to some of it, thank you for listening. I enjoyed performing for you. Thank you very much. All right. Keep listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.